I've had good health and happiness in a family, and I think that's, you know, having a good, healthy, happy family around you, I think it helps you. And then the people you work with, I think if they can mix with you, sort of thing, and you can, yeah, you can come across the right way, you know.
For more than 50 years, Linton Bradley has been penning up sheep at the Wagga Wagga sale yards in southern New South Wales. Every Thursday morning, you'll find him here at the yards, bright and early, ready for work. Not bad for a bloke who just recently celebrated his 86th birthday. Hello, I'm Cara Jeffrey. With the support of his family and work colleagues, Linton is still clocking up 4 days a week as a stock and station agent, travelling through the Riverina looking after clients.
Oh, I'm more or less only 2 days at the yards and then a couple of days travelling around to clients and checking up on them and having a talk with them, a cup of tea and just passing the time of day.
And what do you like about coming to the sale yards each week?
Oh, just working with stock and the people you work with. There's some terrific people in the stock game and the people that are selling the stock. You talk to them and you get their side of the story as well, so you're not on your own anywhere.
When you come to the yards on a Thursday for the sheep sale, what jobs do you get handed?
Oh, you shift that gate or get that gate for me or hunt those sheep up or, you know, go and get these sheep from the other pen or bring those cattle out of that yard over there or do whatever. I'm just a everyday handyman, put it that way, to do anything. I probably can do most of the things in the yard, so whatever they ask me to do, I can go and do it.
Being a stock agent, it's long hours. You've got to be out at the yards early. How's the body holding up?
Yes, well, I think long hours doesn't hurt you so long as you have good meals and you get a good rest sort of thing after it's all over and you just look forward to the next day sort of thing. So it's, I think it's good for you. Work doesn't hurt anyone sort of thing if you don't bullock yourself, you know.
How many kilometres do you reckon you've covered as a stock agent?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I sort of had five or six cars. I wore them out, so I just don't know how many sort of kilometres, miles or what it would be, but it's, yes, around the world a couple of times.
And have you seen livestock change a lot over those 50 years?
Livestock itself? Well, yeah, the livestock has definitely changed. People have sort of, you know, sort of bred a bigger sheep to give you more wool. And then you've got your crossbred ewes to give you your big fat lambs and... Yes, and I've seen fat lambs, you know, the top fat lambs making 15 pounds, and today some of those top sucker lambs are making $220 to $230, and you know what I mean? It's not all profit, your costs have gone up as well, but it's...
Did you ever think you'd see the day where lambs had hit over $200?
No, I never thought I'd ever see that day, but here I'm here and I'm seeing it, and it's... It's right, and it's good to see the people getting some of their money back, you know, for the work they put into it. Yeah.
So at 86, does Linton have any plans to hang up his hat and retire from the livestock game? By the sound of things, he'll be a fixture at the Wagga sale yards for some time to come.
No, not while ever I can keep going. I think that while ever I'm allowed to come here and they want me to come, I will keep coming. And if I fall in a heap, well, that'll be it, and sort of fair enough. But I've had a great life, and I wouldn't want to change it. I wouldn't want to come back and be anything different than what I've been.
So you won't be heading to bowls anytime soon?
No, I've never wanted to do that. I had a couple of goes at carpet bowls, but it just didn't seem to... But to go and hunt a few stock around, that's better than playing bowls.